selfish.
Sophie and Jeff in the morning. Ottawa's Move 100.
We are still getting to know each other, and we thought it was important to share with you that Jeff and I are both very passionate about manatees.
Yes, we love, I mean, name an animal we don't like.
It's true.
Manatees, man.
Well, because manatees are in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
They are endangered, and it's important on especially Manatee Appreciation Day,
yeah,
which is one of our favorite days of the year, to educate ourselves on manatees.
That's right. Well, first of all, a manatee or a sea cow, mm-hmm, it's a very slow-moving mammal that lives in mostly Florida.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, I think, in other places in Southeast Asia as well.
Yes, there are some in Alabama.
Okay.
As well. Now, believe it or not, they are quite elusive. They're not, you won't see many of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard to find, and it's a once in a lifetime if you actually see a manatee in its natural habitat.
It's amazing.
So, on Manatee Appreciation Day, we thought it might be worth saying that you could donate to a manatee fundraiser, organization, foundation, or you can adopt a manatee.
Well,
yeah.
Full disclosure, I'm going to Florida in April, and
yes,
we are going to snorkel with manatees.
Oh, my God. Okay, but wait.
Yeah.
Snorkel with manatees.
In the wild, Soph.
In the wild.
In the wild.
Okay, so you're not going where they're in, like, some weird,
no,
you know, boundary cage or...
No, never.
You
never,
know those
never,
dolphin
nope
areas,
yeah,
where they...
No,
okay.
Where no netting. These are wild animals.
Wild animals.
Live their lives. So...
And they're so sweet and friendly, right?
They just... I don't know that they're... I don't know if they're friendly. I've never met one.
Well, you're about to.
I am. And I think adopting a manatee sounds like a great plan, but how much?
Oh, my God. Would you actually be willing to adopt a manatee?
I'm going to adopt a manatee, depending on the price.
Okay, I think it goes. I'm so excited for you.
Okay,
so there are different levels of adoption that you can do.
Okay.
You can be an associate for $25 a year. You can be a friend for $35 a year, or a sponsor for $75 a year, and a guardian for $100.
I could do $100. I'll be a guardian. What do I get to be a guardian?
It's $100 a year, right?
Right.
And so, you know, this money goes to help fund these organizations that try to create safe spaces.
Amazing.
And save these manatees.
Mm-hmm.
So guardians of the manatee can collect a cotton bucket hat with their adoption packet.
Oh, a bucket hat. You've always wanted to see me in one of those.
Or they can substitute the gift for one available at a lower adoption level.
Okay.
So they have t-shirts, luggage tags. Yeah, and membership handbooks.
Manatees are totally amazing.
Yeah, aren't they the sweetest? Okay, so today on Manatee Appreciation Day, we're going to save the manatees, and Jeff is going to adopt one. You want to be a guardian?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's time to choose your manatee. So you're going to swim with them in Tampa Bay. You might actually meet your own baby.
I think I could meet my own adoptee.
Okay, so here are the manatees available for adoption.
Oh, they're already named? I don't get to name them?
No, they're always named.
I had such good names set up.
No, that's not how adoption works. They're already named.
No, but you can just change your name.
No, you can't. Okay. Just go with how it already set
all
up,
right.
Okay?
Fine.
Elsie.
Elsie's nice. I like
all
that
right
name.
All right. She was first documented in 1983.
Whoa. She's
yes
an elder.
Yes, she is. Okay. Flicker.
Mm-hmm.
These are all found in Tampa Bay where you're going.
Okay, Flicker.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Frequents the west coast of Florida, typically to the south of Tampa Bay. Ginger has had two known calves, one of whom is named Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got Jemp, who was rescued in 1995 after being exposed to red tide and released later that year. And
man.
Vector, who is a traveling manatee and has been tracked in Florida as far north as the Suwannee River.
Wow.
And as far south as the Peace River.
Okay.
So those are
don't
your available are manatees.
I like that. I'm not allowed to name them whatever I want?
Elsie, Flicker, Ginger, Jemp, and Vector.
Clearly Elsie.
Elsie?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently Elsie has also had two known calves and once traveled 111 miles in 23 days.
Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible. So you are going to adopt Elsie?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there is a scar chart so you can identify her.
Yeah.
So you might actually see her. She has two big scars on the right side of her body.
Please send me the picture.
I will send you the pictures and the paperwork, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I love this. Okay. So Elsie is my manatee. I have a manatee.
You just became a family of four.
I know. It's amazing.
I love it.
When people are like, do you have any pets? I'd be like, well, I do have a manatee.
They're going to send you picture updates, I think. You can put them on the fridge like everybody else.
All right. If I ever get a manatee without adopting, I would name it. I just want to tell you my manatee name.
Okay, what's your manatee name?
Because they have mustaches, so I thought Selick.
Well, you just call it Tom.
Manatee name. No, Tom, nobody knows.
Oh,
you got to make sure you mention it.
But a manatee with a human name would be really funny.
Or Tom. Just, yeah. That's Tom.
There's Tom.
Named after Tom Selleck. Wilfred. Wilfred. Okay. After Wilfred Brimley. Do you know the guy who did the diabetes commercial?
Yes, yes.
Wilfred. Wilfred Brimley. Whatever his name was. That's all I got so far.
That's
Are there
pretty
other
good.
Major mustaches I've missed here?
I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll think about it. And until then, I'll send you all the details about Elsie, and you can get to know your new manatee.
She's the best.
By the way, you can adopt a manatee, too. We'll put links up for you on our socials. Good morning. It's Move. You're